these weeks between Easter and Pentecost, we begin our liturgy with a sprinkling rite that recalls our baptism. I suppose, by rites, I should make another pass through the assembly and sprinkle you all with chrism, that sacred oil with which you were anointed at your baptism. If the baptismal water gives us new life in Christ, it is the anointing that gives us our marching orders as Christians. We are anointed as priest, prophet, and king. Priest with the mandate to pray for God's people. Prophet with the charge to declare God's truth, especially in situations of injustice. King, or perhaps better, shepherd, with the responsibility to care for God's people. That was the role of the kings of Judah and Israel, to shepherd God's people, to provide for their needs, especially the needs of the weakest and the most vulnerable. In this regard, the king was to model himself on God, the great shepherd of the sheep. The Hebrew scriptures brim with references to God as shepherd. The Psalms, for instance, sing of God as the shepherd who safely leads his flock to feed in lush meadows, who makes them lie down beside restful waters. The prophets, Isaiah and Zechariah, speak of how God the shepherd whistles for his sheep who have wandered away, calling them home. And when those wayward sheep creep back to the fold, the shepherd catches them up in his arms and carries them home. So when Jesus spoke of himself as shepherd, it was an image that his Jewish listeners would have found very familiar. I was reflecting on that biblical image of the good shepherd and on our baptismal anointing as shepherds as I followed, at first with dismay, then with disgust, the maneuverings in Congress this past week, attempting to repeal the Affordable Care Act and to replace it with something manifestly inferior. To be fair, for some time, members of both parties have called attention to the flaws in the current health care law. There are certainly serious shortcomings that need to be addressed. However, the proposed legislation seems, to me at least, more an instance of political gamesmanship than a sincere effort to improve the nation's health care policy. By some estimates, this replacement bill will cause several million Americans to lose their health insurance, or at least to severely impede their access to health care. And as is often the case, the heaviest burden will be shouldered by the poorest and most vulnerable. Does the church have a right to voice an opinion in this debate? Should politics intrude into the Sunday homily? Our baptismal anointing as prophets obliges us to claim this right. While campaigning for a particular candidate or promoting a specific piece of legislation do not fall within our baptismal mandate, demanding that biblical values and principles of Catholic social teaching be included in our political discourse certainly does belong to us. Though we claim no expertise in healthcare economics, we insist that effective healthcare policies must be built on a foundation of social justice and moral principles that protect the fundamental life and dignity of the human person. That is nothing more than recognizing that every person is created in the image and likeness of God. A nation that considers itself just, moreover, strives to acknowledge the inherent dignity even of those who struggle on its margins, and it endeavors to address those needs. A country as richly blessed as ours must never regard health care as a luxury, but rather as a necessary building block to help individuals and families to thrive and to contribute to the common good. For the past 36 years, our shepherds, the Catholic bishops of the United States, have consistently advocated for comprehensive health care reform, which includes improved access to affordable and quality health care for all, including immigrants. Let us not allow their courageous voices to fall on deaf ears. Let us, as baptized Christians, reclaim our own mission as priest, prophet, and shepherd, praying for the needs of all, caring for the neediest among us, and advocating unceasingly for greater justice for all.